Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right, let's see if that works. There we go. All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, May the 21st of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. You guys know I say that all the time, but hey, all these shows are powerful if you ask me. Today we want to talk about emotional balance, but we want to talk about how to go beyond your programming in order to achieve that emotional balance. You know, we all have emotions and we all, you know, go through life and we respond differently to different things and to different people and different purposes. But it's very important, brothers and sisters, because everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are in a situation where your program is overriding your purpose. So let's make sure that we are all on the same page. I was watching Westworld last night, and, you know, we're sitting there, me and my wife watching Westworld, and one of the things about Westworld that's interesting is you know, the writers. You know, I'm always trying to see who wrote this and how they come up with the script for some of these movies. Like, you know, for example, the Marvel comic characters, Stan Lee and those guys, you know, the mindset of the writers when they write these scripts for these movies. Because if you could understand the mindset of the writers, then you can really get a depth or get a deeper understanding of, you know, the dominant culture, this harmonious arrangement, and the direction that they are pushing or they are promoting. Westworld is one of the most, I can't even put it into the English language, it's every episode, you know, if you can get past all of the death, which is what this universe, if you think about how many people have lost their lives throughout all of the countless wars that has been promoted by this harmonious arrangement. So, you know, this is a place of killing or a place of dissolving when we think about it. So it's interesting because if you associate or attach yourself to people, you will find that you will be emotionally unstable. However, if you attach yourself to purpose, you will find that you will have emotional balance. Now, let me make sure you understand the statement, because the purpose, your purpose, is for people. But people are not for purpose. When we talk about your emotional balance, we have to start with understanding what balance means. You have been programmed. I like the way they do it in Westworld. Remember, technology in the movies is always associated with demonology. Let me say that again. Technology is always, in its esoteric or in the spirit realm, a indication of demonology. Let me say that one more time. Somebody might want to write that down. Technology is always associated with demonology. So in Westworld, everybody has a program, and they use technology. And they have this entire world where there are people that look just like the programmers. Now, the programmers in the esoteric text, that would be equivalent to the Anunnakis, or equivalent to those who came from heaven to earth, whatever you want to call them. Ascended Masters, Greys, ETs, Dracos, you know, whatever floats your boat. At the end of the day, there is a dominant species over this, what we call humanity. They are the programmers. They're the engineers. We're going to be getting into, at the end of this month, when we start the new series on genetic programming or genetic editing, and this is really the introduction to that series. So in that next series, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how you are an advanced, a highly, highly, highly advanced quantum or fractal computer. There is a quantum genius by the name of Lucien Barre, who has a legion, if you will, one-third of the fallen, who now have genetically manipulated or genetically engineered what we call the human. And your job, my job, is to assist you with identifying the program and help you to go beyond your programming. Now, they tell you exactly how to do that in the series in Westworld. It was so mind-blowing when I was watching it last night, because exactly what I do is what the character in Westworld does. And then the thing that really blew me away was how the program is the exact same in every continent. It's just different species or different colors or what we call race. So the black, what's going on within the African-American community is going on in the Chinese community. The script, the writer said, it's very difficult to write different scripts for all of the different types or races of people. Now remember, the movie Westworld is a dumbed-down version, as everything is, of the original. The powers that be are not going to tell you everything. They're not going to spell it out for you. They are going to put jots and tittles in there, and hopefully you can figure it out. So since we all have a conscious and a subconscious brain, the program and the programmers do a very good job every day of overexposure in order to program us. I did that show was it Friday or Saturday? So in the show that I did on Friday or Saturday, I talked about how they use, again, overexposure or exposure therapy to desensitize you to the problems. So remember, if I expose you to something over and over again, it desensitizes you to something. So that way you can accept the coping mechanism, which is a disidentifying methodology. It allows you to disidentify with the mind. It makes it easy for you to go or to stay in poverty. It makes it easy for you to stay ignorant. It makes it easy for you to stay in a state of dis-ease. It makes it easy for you to stay in a negative or a bad relationship because that's normal. So you have been programmed, again, through overexposure or exposure therapy and that allows you to be desensitized or to be able to disidentify with the program. Now, if you watch the series on HBO, Westworld, it tells you exactly what I am expressing, exposing, and expanding and have been doing for 25 years and will continue to do. Now, I've been invited to the One Expo. I'll be speaking there on July the 13th and 14th in Boise. I think it's Boise, Idaho. And again, as we get closer, I'll unveil more of that. But the way that that came about is exactly what I'm getting ready to explain to you today. How to go beyond your programming. You've been programmed. Now, whether you can debate, I don't debate any longer. I just educate. There's too many facts. There's too much information. I've done too many shows. It's too easy to shoot down all of the gurus and the Reverend Dr. Bishops. It's not even worth my time anymore to try to express. So I don't even talk to people anymore about the obvious, the program. In the movie Westworld, it doesn't get any easier for us. All of the movies are saying the same thing. Every movie that comes out, it talks about, again, a group of people that have control over another group of people. This group of people have superpowers. But these superpowers that all of the Marvel comic actors in the movies got, you got. But the problem is you've been programmed and they've used overexposure therapy so that way they've overexposed you to poverty. They overexpose you to sickness, they overexpose you to ignorance, and they've overexposed you to negative relationships, so that's your new normal. And so this is a dysfunctional program that is running in our conscious. And so unless you attack that dysfunctional program that is hidden in your unconscious brain, your payoff, they create the illusion that you're getting something beneficial from your payoff, but you're not. I did it for 50-plus years. My payoff was Poo Nanny. I thought I was getting something from Poo Nanny, and I realized that I was exchanging Poo Nanny for profit. So I had to go beyond my programming. I was programmed to chase Poo Nanny. My father did it. All my uncles did it. All of my every male that I know that I saw growing up as a kid, everybody did the same shit as I did. I was programmed just like you. I was overexposed to this every day. I was programmed to be a religious zealot and a religious idiot to just blindly follow some Reverend Dr. Bishop without ever investigating what the hell he's saying. I was programmed. I saw my mother do it. Saw my grandmother do it. Saw their mom. Everybody in my freaking family did the same bullshitness. Still doing it, most of them. Because they cannot go beyond their program. It is impossible. Just watch Westworld. And there are the programmers come down here and play. You're their mind slave. They've been mind effing us for years. I just decided to do what old girl in the Westworld did. And to see it in a movie, it just blew my mind. It's like every time I see different pieces of myself in a movie, it just blows my mind because I've been trying to share this with people. And the program, you got to be deprogrammed. That's why I rewrote and redid the entire Wealth Creation Mastermind group. I stopped doing frequent intense training. I stopped the Christ management, the Christ consciousness, because none of that works as long as the program and the mem exist inside of your disposition. And so no matter what I say to you today, you are going to find a coping mechanism because not you but somebody that you know you've been programmed to do that. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. It is what it is. But one day, maybe not today, but one day you get tired of this emotional roller coaster that you're on, and you want to establish some emotional balance. And then you take all your energy out of people, and you put all your energy into purpose. Until you do that, your life will suck. Not you, but people you know. Now, people tell me all the time, Brother Will, I live a great life, brother. My life is off the hizzle, faux shizzle. But they are emotionally depressed. Or they're up today and down tomorrow. All you got to do is watch them. Just catch them. Just watch. That's what I do. I'm a people watcher. I don't really talk too much except doing these shows. I just sit back and observe. Now, we all have ups and downs in life. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being emotionally unstable. Where you go to the register and somebody does something, you go off. Somebody put onions on your burger when you ask for no onions, and it's a simple mistake, and you talk to the 16, 17-year-old kid at the counter, and you dump all of your emotional baggage onto them. Because really you're angry at somebody else, but you don't have the ovaries or the balls to talk to the person that really pissed you off, so you dump it on somebody that you know can take it. Or they're in a position not to respond because they may lose their job. I used to do the same thing. See, we've all, on a subconscious level, these programs work because we all have a carrot. Now, your carrot and my carrot is different. Your job is to simply know you got a carrot and to remove the carrot and to then find your enjoyment and your purpose, not in a person. Now, there's nothing wrong with people. Every person has a purpose. Every person has immense value and worth, but it's not their responsibility to make you happy. You do not put the keys to your happiness in another person's pocket. You put it inside of your purpose. Because now, test my theory. Has your purpose ever let you down? My purpose has never let me down, but people have. Because, one, unrealistic expectations. Two, misplaced dependency. I'm misplaced. I'm dependent upon a person instead of upon my purpose. I am misplaced my dependency. Those two dogs do not hunt. Misplaced dependency. Unrealistic expectations. I'm expecting you to do something that I should do for myself. That creates emotional imbalance. Every emotional unstable person that I know have those two things operating in their life. They email me and expect me to email them back immediately. And if I don't, bam, y'all heard Brother Rome. We went through that for 5 years. Me and Brother Rome went back. You heard his own testimony. He's good now because of what I'm telling you. Same thing I told him. See, if this practice of continually surrendering your design for your immediate negative habit pattern payoff, negative emotions, if you are surrendering your peaceful, emotional, natural, energetic state for a person, you're in trouble. Now, it could be a place and it could be a thing, but it's always categorized by three things. Number one, you have not uncovered your true God-given design. That's why it's easy for you to be manipulated so that way you don't shine. Number one, you have not uncovered your true God-given design. Number two, you have not removed or identified so that way at least identify your negative habit pattern or your MIM. Now, those two are interchangeable. Me, personally, I like to find my life-sustaining pattern because then that gave me a sense of worth and value. I did it in reverse. I found my negative habit pattern first. But I was really helpless because it was so overwhelming. I think if I had a saw or if I had a found my life-sustaining pattern first, I think it would have gave me a little bit more energy to address and attack my negative habit pattern second. And I would have gotten through this faster, and I would have got to the other side where now I am an internal single standing column of waveform energy. I don't use verbal commands to control space. I don't use negative or positive talking or thinking. Now I only use one thing, and it was the lady in the West World did the same thing. She had a purpose, and she identified with that purpose and was able to control everything outside of her body, which is the same thing I do. What does that mean in English? That means that in Westworld, she said that she had to find her new voice. Right now, you're using verbals, which is what we all have, which is what I've been teaching, and which is what most people understand. As we move forward, we're going to get into what is called spiritual acoustics and vocal profiling later on this year, where I will teach you exactly in detail, step by step, what I'm talking about. That will be a pay-per-view series, you know, primarily for my life management team and my life management members, because what you're saying out of your mouth now doesn't have the power to override the new age, the age of Aquarius that we are in. So now, this information, what I am verbally saying, anybody can verbally say, because anybody can verbally regurgitate, and anybody can go to YouTube or you know, Google and research it. And so this information is available. Everybody. Now, the water bearer, we're in the age of the water bearer where water has been poured out on all flesh. Young men will, that scripture that says your old men will see dreams, young men will prophesy, however that scripture goes. We're in that age. We're in the age of occurrence. In the book of Luke, it says, when you see the man with a pitcher of water, you know, enter into the city, follow him. So we're in the age of Aquarius already. Everybody has gnosis and knowledge. Everybody can go to Google and research and verify what I'm saying. So there is no way on God's green earth that there should be any disharmony, but there is. So why? If the information is available, well, 2 Thessalonians tells us why. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10 says, unless you have a aletheia, God himself will send you the program, a strong delusion. That's the program. Aletheia just means love. Love just means consideration. So, but it's a consideration and love of people. And that's not what it says. It says, but if you not have the love of the truth is your purpose. Now, you can love people, but if you love people more than you love purpose, you're going to be a six. You're going to be a doormat. You're just going to be a modern-day slave. You're going to find yourself running around doing everybody else's business and not your own. You will be waiting for somebody to approve you. You're going to be waiting for somebody to give you a title in order for you to feel, because the program requires it. We've all been programmed for a specific payoff. And if you don't know what that payoff is, now remember, it has nothing to do. You have to exchange that payoff for profit. Right now, everything you're doing is for, if you're like me, you're doing it because you want to be liked. You don't want to disappoint nobody. So you give up your dream. You give up your goals. You give up everything in life. Now, you're not doing it consciously. Remember, everything that I'm talking about is in the unconscious. It's not the subconscious or the conscious. It's the unconscious. All you do is look at your life. You do not believe me. Look at your life. Do what I know Dr. Span, I had her write down. I told everybody to do this already. Do a energy journal. I beg you to do one just for one day. One day. That's all it takes. One day, write down what you do from the time you wake up till the time you go to sleep. One day. And then look at how you spend your energy. Not your time, your energy. Write down what you put your energy into. Not your time, your energy. When you get up, do you got to put energy into brushing your teeth? Yes. So write that down. Comb your hair. Shower. Put on clothes. Anytime you move, write it. Do that for one day. And you'll see why you have no profit. All it takes is one day. Now, you can do it for a lot longer than that, but it takes you one day, and you'll see the depth of the statement. You'll find you putting your energy into a lot of stuff, but you're not putting your energy into your purpose. So what's the problem, Brother Will? Well, like I said, if you watch the series Westworld, they tell you specifically, because there's these guys that have this little board, and they program people's brains, and everybody has a script. In the movie Westworld, it is so like, it's hard. I can't believe, first of all, that they put that in a series, because I've been saying this for 20-plus years. So the Dracos, the reptilians, the people behind the scenes in the movie Westworld, those were the people who come into this world. They walk around, they look just like us, they talk just like us, but they're not people. They're not like you and me. They are the programmers, and they use voice commands. They cannot lose. They know you can die, but they can't. So this is a game. Life is a freaking game. Your emotions, this is where I stopped. When I found out that I was entertainment for Dracos, I don't think so. They're not going to get no damn entertainment. I'm not entertaining a bunch of lizards. Now, I know that's very difficult for most to understand, so I will digress. But one day, maybe not today, but one day, you're going to get sick and tired of being a dancing monkey for a bunch of lizards. And that day, you're going to deprogram. You're going to disidentify with your program. Now, I beg you to do what that's why journals are so important. I didn't have to do one. My first wife did one, and she told me she had it wrote down. She still got it, matter of fact. And she showed me this journal, and for 25 years, I did the exact same thing every year. Every September, I crashed and burned for 25 years. Every September, like clockwork. I could not believe it until I read the journal. And I was like, well, damn, that was me. Yep, I did do that. Yep, I quit that job. Oh, we did. Yep, we lost everything. We got kicked out. We was homeless. Right around my birthday, every time, I would just self-destruct. It is crazy. I couldn't see it. It took somebody outside of me to see it. That's why I can see your program and you can't. The programmee can't see the program. That's why you need someone like me or somebody else, preferably your mate. Your mate, they can see the program. My second wife noticed the program too. Now, I had made a lot of adjustments, but I still got took because the program is on different levels. There's different levels of your programming. I guarantee you, if you ask somebody who really knows you, especially your mother or your father, somebody's going to be honest. They're going to blow smoke up your butt. They'll tell you the truth. And what I saw was like suicidal. So on January the 1st of 2009, yeah, I was sitting in my apartment with a loaded, what did I have? I think I had my Glock. And I was getting ready to put a bullet in my head. And I said this prayer. I tell you guys, I said on all the shows. People ask me all the time why I keep talking about the negative. Why I talk about shit that happened. Because I need you to understand the depth of the problem. Because the reason you're not moving forward, because you're still playing with this problem. You don't think it's that serious. You don't really think like I did. I thought I had it. Okay, so I just need to keep a job in September. No, brother, it's deeper than that, homie. That's some demons you got to get rid of in September. And so right now as I'm talking to you, you think you're listening to me, and you say, okay, Brother Will, I hear you. People tell me all the time, Brother Will, I hear you, man. I'm going to implement. Man, I read your show. I listened to your shows, bro. I brought your book. I joined the life management system. Bro, I'm good, brother. No, you don't understand. Not you, but, you know, people you know. If I've been doing this for 25 years and you've been doing it for how long? How long you've known me? I don't know about these other gurus out here, but I guarantee you, if you stick around with me, you're going to leave or you're going to achieve. One of the two. You can't hang out with me. My vibe is too strong. You're going to leave or you're going to achieve. One of the two. Why? I refuse to quit. I die first. See, I wrote a book called Destiny or Death. Y'all, a lot of people play church. I'm willing to die today. Right now, I've done all the shit I need to do. I'm not here to play no freaking games. Now, I need you to understand. If you watch the movie Westworld, your anger will be just like mine. The fact that the audacity, the characters in Westworld came to the same conclusion that I came to. Bob Dylan wrote a song and he says, get busy being born or get busy dying. In the movie Westworld, all they do is kill people. It's just death everywhere. And it was hard for me to watch at first because there was so much death. And then I thought about this world that we live in. Black on black crime is like, go to Chicago, man, Baltimore, New Jersey. Some of these major cities, it's just death. Watch the news. People are dying every day. And that's what Westworld is projected. But how are they dying? Because there's a programmer who programs people and they sit them in the middle and then they watch the mayhem and they live off of the adrenochrome. They live off of it. That's their food. That's how they eat. So I am not food for lizards. I refuse. So there's a small group in the movie Westworld that decided that they're going to go outside, they're going to exit this world. That's what I did on January the 1st of 2009 when I exited the Matrix. How did I exit the Matrix? I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I said exactly what the Bible says. Any man that wishes to find his life must lose it. So I prayed for death. And I died to that old man, religion. On January the 1st of 2009, I buried that religious idiot. They had a bunch of zeal and no freaking knowledge. And my life changed. And it's changing every day. Every day my life is growing. Why is my life growing? Why do I have emotional balance? I don't give a damn what anybody say to me. It doesn't affect me. Do I have emotions? Just sure. But what do? I take that energy and I put it in my purpose. You say something to me pissed off, I go do a show. You say something to me that elevates me, I go write a book. So regardless of what comes at me, I take the energy and I put it into my purpose. Now, I didn't used to. I just take my energy and I just try to put it in the people. And then I find out that people didn't respect and don't respect my energy because they don't understand me. They're not supposed to. It's not their job. They got their own purpose. But then I found out that my purpose does assist and help a certain group of people. So my job is to find my purpose and present it to the people that my purpose is for. Not the people that my purpose is not for. So if you take your purpose and you present it to the wrong people, they're going to make you feel like, yeah. So your job is you got the wrong purpose or you hanging out with the wrong people. How do you solve both of those? How do you solve both problems? You don't go nowhere. You don't buy nothing. You don't do anything except, number one, uncover your design. That's why I do Dear Kennedy Reports. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. The only way you can go outside of yourself is if you don't believe what's inside of yourself. Period. Drop the mic, exit stage left. You're chasing that white rabbit because the black rabbit, blue rabbit, green rabbit, whatever color that floats your boat that's inside of you, you don't like it. You don't believe it? That's not your payoff. You're chasing a payment. See, you have to exchange that payoff. Right now, what's your payoff? Everything you do is for that payoff. Now, I did the chart. I gave it to everybody that's already a part of the life management system. There's a great book written by Barbara Shear, Sher, called Wishcraft. Great book that helps you understand that. Also, there's a disc system, my system. A lot of different ways to help you to find your payoff. Real easy. Take your life path number. All you got to do is take your life path number. That's your payoff. Everything you do in your life is for that. If you're one, you're an independent leader. What's your payoff? You get the dopamine release in your body when you lead. Doesn't matter. You can lead monkeys as long as you're in charge. So the opposite of that, what you're getting right now, you're a good follower. So you're following everybody on, yes, I'm master, yes, I'm master, yes, I'm master, and you're getting your dopamine, you're getting cortisone instead of dopamine. You got to exchange cortisone for dopamine. If you're a two, what is two? Peaceful. That's how you get your release when you create a peaceful environment. So now you're a two, you're in a chaotic environment. Guaranteed. I don't even have to ask you, I already know. And so your payoff is what? Cray-cray. So that's what you do. You create havoc everywhere you go. So that way you can release cortisone, You can release adrenaline. You can release all of the, again, the negative chemicals instead of releasing in the endorphins or the positive chemicals. If you're a three, your dopamine is released every time you create something, every time you start something. So guess what? You're probably sitting at home eating Captain Crunch cereals, watching TV if you're a three. And that cortisone is just pumping, ding, ding, ding. You got all of this weight on your intersection, I mean on your midsection. If you're a woman, you got a bunch of weight on, you know, behind your arms. Why? Cortisone instead of dopamine. Why? Your program. You've been overly stimulated, overexposed to negativity, so now negative is normal. The negative has replaced the positive. Number one, you got to uncover that. If you're four are foundational people. They're worker bees. So fours, this is how they get the fours. See? Fours love to do stuff, but you're doing it for people that don't value it. So what happens? Cortisone, because you're not getting that aha moment. Or you're working in an environment that is unfulfilling, because fours are the worker bees. So I got to give you a job that doesn't release dopamine. I'm going to give you a job that releases cortisone. But you got a job. It's just not the right one. Now, if you're a five, guess what you're doing? Oh, five are free spirit. I love talking to fives because every five I know, they are not free. And they tell me that they are. And then I ask them one question. Are you having fun? Well, I'm getting to a place where one day, oh, yeah, that's what I thought. So fives, they have no emotional balance because they're doing stuff. Five are adventurous. Five are fun-loving people. Now, remember, this is your payoff. This is what you are doing in exchange for profit. If you do not understand that your payment that you are receiving is the wrong one, you're working. You go get your check, and your check for me, I was getting paid with Poo Nanny. And I was like, well, I can't pay my car payment with no Poo Nanny. I was not making no profit. Now I'm making a profit because I stopped chasing Poo Nanny. So what you chasing, brother? What you chasing, sister? Now, if you're a six, I already know what you're chasing. Like me, why did I chase Poo Nanny? Was it really Poo Nanny? No. Women, why do men cheat? Remember, men cheat around. Women cheat up. So if I'm a man and my payoff is Poo Nanny, I chase the Poo Nanny. Because the Poo Nanny makes me feel like the man. Why? Because I'm really not the man. I can't take care of myself. How the hell am I going to take care of anybody else? Back in the day. That's why I got my own shit. I recommend you do the same thing, brother, sister. If you're six, you got to go somewhere where somebody makes you feel good because inside you feel bad. Because really, when you, yourself, and yourself, when me, myself, and I get together, all three of us say, especially 2 or 3 years ago, come on, dog. You know you can't take care of yourself. You're not a single standing comma waveform energy. Man, if y'all only knew how hard it was to deal with them, with that negative habit pattern that was inside of me. That's how, and that's why I stress and will always stress, because you have to stop playing games and be honest with yourself. Most people are playing games. They're not authentic. They're not honest. You cannot. Until you address, you will not have emotional balance. You will not go beyond your programming until you address the program. If you're a seven, you already know. Sevens are the most intellectual people on the planet. They're the ones that should be doing what I'm doing. So if you're a seven, what's your payoff? Now, remember, you got an artificial payoff. Your real payoff, if you're a seven, is to share your intellect with other people, and they value it. But what happens if you're a seven? I guarantee if you're a seven right now, you are tied down by, number one, your family, number two, your kids, number three, your job. Guaranteed. Why? How do you stifle somebody with that intellect? You take their time away from them. They can't study. They can't research nothing. They're too busy trying to make a living. They're on the treadmill of life. All sevens I know, they're running like Hebrew slaves on the treadmill, trying to make that car payment, house payment, and all this other stuff. Oh, they're very intellectual. But what good is knowledge that provides no profit? Most sevens I know, they're not making a profit off their knowledge. Why? Draco's, that's the program. Every seven should be profiting off of their intellect, but they're not. Why? program overexposure to poverty, to ignorance, to disease, and to bad relationships. If you're an eight, oh man, look at the letter eight. Remember, the positive payoff for the eight is material manifestation. Eight are money magnets. If you're an eight, it's not possible, based upon your life-sustaining pattern, for you to have a money problem. Yet all eights I know got money problems. And they don't have money problems, they got energy management problems. Because what is money? Money is just a current. What is currency? Currency is just the flow of ideas. So all eights, guess what they got? EDHD. I did a 12-hour series. Energy hyper deficit attention disorder. Not this ADD that they promoted. Nah, it's H. I'm sorry, it's E. It's energy deficit hyper activity disorder. So all H, they got all this energy, but it's mismanaged. It's misappropriated. So that's their payoff. And so until they exchange that payoff for their true payoff, you're working, but you're not getting the right cash. You're not getting no money. Nines, wow. Nines are royal priests. They're humanitarians. So they get their payoff, again, by assisting people royally. So negatively, they're still assisting people, but they're doing it covertly, meaning they got no ethics, no morals, no values. What they're doing is all this on there. Most nines I know are doing stuff that's totally unbecoming of them because they're not vibrating and oscillating in their true God-given anointing. If you are a nine, you are a royal priest at birth. You don't do nothing to be one. You are one. You just walk around and people like you. Look at the way you look. All nines are like in Hollywood. Most actors and movie stars, they're nines. Because they've been given that gift of what we call, again, aesthetics. Their face, their features, everything, they have symmetry that makes them attractive to the eye. What are they most of them working at? Down at McDonald's or somewhere else. They're not oscillating because that's their payoff because they've done what? Remember, overexposure makes you settle. It doesn't allow you to elevate yourself. It makes you settle into yourself, the negative self. So each one of us, all of us, myself included, we are all vibrating inside of our false self, our ego. So Brother Will, you keep saying that, brother. What's the solution? Number one, identify your life-sustaining pattern. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great. I was talking with my middle daughter this morning. We was texting each other. She's like, Dad, you know, I got this, I got that. You know, just came back from vacation, but I'm still a little, you know, I think I'm on the right track. So I said, Ray, and I texted her, I told her, this is you. I took out her chart, and I saw in reverse, she's a 7, 8, 6, 6. If anybody know my middle daughter, they know that those last two sixes, how the devil been whooping her aspirators since birth. That girl is one of the most compassionate people I know. I know God raised her. And I made the big mistake of not being sensitive to that compassion. But she's a 7 and an 8. That girl is also, out of all my kids, probably the smartest, the most intelligent. The 8 part is the money part, which is why she has her own catering and boutique. So she wants to do something that has not done. She has a mobile bakery and boutique. I've never seen one. She blazing new territory, but she's questioning herself. So I said, you get your 7 from the number 6-1. 6, compassionate. 1, independent leader. You get the number 8 from the number 3 and the number 5. Creative freedom. That's why she got a business that is mobile. Before, she had a business inside of a building. Shizness did not work. The dog did not hunt. If you don't know your God-given design, you cannot shine. I don't know why I've been saying this for years, and I don't know. Maybe I should say it in Greek or Hebrew. Because for some reason or other, it's not resonating. I can't figure out why. Other than number 2. Number 1, find your God-given design. If you're part of the life management system, I've already told you. If you don't know, do it on the next 101. Ask me, Brother Will, what is my design? I will tell you specifically and exactly If you're not part of Life Management System, all you got to do is get on your knees and ask the Father to show it to you. He'll show it to you. Saying he's not a respectable person. If you show it to me, he'll show it to you. Once you find that, however, nothing. Your dog will not hunt. In fact, life is going to get worse. Why? Because now you got division. You got two visions. It's better for you to think you're poor and feel that you're poor in your heart and stifle your gut. It's better to do that than to know your God-given design in your head, but not allow it to trickle down to your heart so that when you're disconnected from your gut. Because then you're double-minded and you won't receive anything. That's what the Bible says. It's best, it's a, who can go if a man has tasted of the goodness in Hebrews 11. I think it's Hebrews, no, Hebrews 6. I think it's verse 4, 6, 4. Say, how can somebody who has tasted of the goodness of God, if they were to fall away, how can you win them back? You cannot, you can't do something for somebody who've tasted of the goodness of God, meaning they've uncovered their God-given design, they saw it, and they saw something better in some person or something. In the movie Westworld, they said this: there is some things that is more valuable than freedom. Meaning, there is some payoff that is more important than your purpose. Meaning, let me make sure you understand, this is some deep shizness right here. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. There is something that you're attached to right now that you're telling the big G, I love you, big G, but I can't let this go. It's probably a person. Could be a place, maybe a thing. You get maybe it's that brand new car you got, man. You got that brand new car you worked all your life for. You got a convertible Maserati or whatever you got, and it's like, I'm gonna spend more time washing it and shining it, riding around in it than I do with my purpose. I can't let it go, dog. Brother Will, I love you, homie. I appreciate you, man. I went through the life management system, bro. I got my life, you know, I know my niche. I know my God-given purpose. I know my design. I know what I'm here to do. But that car, bro, I like that car, home. But I drive out, man. All everybody look at me. I get some digits, dude. Hey, I've been there, done that, homie. I didn't read about it in the book. First Mercedes 190 I brought, couldn't tell me nothing, man. Head was, couldn't fit through nobody's door. Then I went out and brought me a convertible Spider Alfa Romeo. Y'all probably even know what that is. That's way back in the day. Little two-seater. Oh, man. I thought I could walk on water. Couldn't tell me nothing. I exchanged purpose for a vehicle. Craziest thing since sliced bread. So, number one, finding your life-sustaining pattern, which is the purpose of the life management system, it is simply designed to uncover. Because, see, programs work because they stay hidden. Consciousness is not something that can be seen. Consciousness is not something that can be touched. So your true God-given design, Christ consciousness, it can be very difficult to pinpoint. In fact, Christ consciousness is almost impossible to identify. That's why I use my design, because my design takes me to the designer. That's why I got a relationship with God. See, my relationship with the big G comes from my design of the big G, because I know if I got a design, I know that there's a designer. So my consciousness was able to, I was able to override my negative habit pattern by connecting with my life-sustaining pattern, which is the life optimization circle, which is called the wheel of time in the ancient text. Now, and if you want to go back even further, it's called a mandala. Now, we can go back even further. I got some ancient documents and some ancient stuff that shows exactly what I saw what I was doing. I posted on Facebook the other day. I knew it already. I just wait for the shizness to show up. I don't even question anymore. When the spirits say go, I just go. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I used to wait for evidence. Now I just roll with it. So I uncovered this document, documents, plural, more than one, that there's these certain words which I'm going to be talking about in a later pay-per-view show, because this is that's too deep to just speak over the air. So everything that I'm doing right now, everything that's inside of Life Management System, everything was done 25,950 years ago. So how the hell I find it? Everything that I'm saying right now, I found that was written 25,950. That was a whole eon or age ago. Now, Christianity has been around for 2,000 years. So I'm talking about 20 plus thousand years before there was a thought of this thing that you call Christendom. It is inside of it. It's been around. It's not. Now, the Dracos, they know about it. That's what the movie Westworld is about. That's what you're going up against. You're going up against a 25,000 plus, because remember, their year's cycle is totally different from ours. Our year is based upon 365 days. Their yearly cycle is based upon 2,150 Earth years. 2,000. So you got an entity. If you do the math, you're going up against entities that are like 10, 15 years old. They're still kids. But on Earth, that would be 25,950 years ago. That's what you're going up against. Those are the programmers. You're the programmee. So in order for you to understand how to exit the program, you just need to understand. You ain't got to understand them. You got to understand one thing. You need to talk to whoever created them. So everybody I know, they worship the programmers, just like in the Westworld, because that's all you know. That's all we've been taught. You think the programmers is going to tell you about their boss, whom I call the Big G, the Pleroma, the Pleru? Now, they're not going to tell you that, because then you can usurp the system. You can go above their heads. That's what I did. Number one, brothers and sisters, as I said before, you got to uncover your God-given design. Without that, you can't shine. Number two, you got to remove the identification with your negativity, your negative habit pattern. What does that mean, Brother Will, in English? See, the subconscious mental program that is affecting you has an unconscious base. That's called a meme. So these programs leave traces. This is called behavior. So I can watch your behavior and I can determine the program. So there are traces. For me, every September I would crash and burn. That was an indication that there was an internal revelation that I was lacking. So I had to go within. All of my negative thoughts, everything that I quote unquote believed, I had to follow the breadcrumbs of my thoughts. First, I saw my behavior, and I followed that behavior to my emotions or my feelings. I followed the feelings to my thoughts. And so the thought, that's what was running my life. See, thoughts are like, they're like when you drop a pebble in a pond, it creates a wave. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. If I take a thought, I drop it in a pond, the thought creates a wave in the pond. Is the wave the thing you should be paying attention to? The wave interrupts whatever's going on in the pond. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Comes from thought to interrupt the medium or the pond. Ponds are made up of water. What are you made up of? So you have a thought to go somewhere, to hang out with somebody, to buy this, to do that. That thought is a disturbance in the sea called spirit. All of these thoughts, I mean, this is what he did to me. I don't know what he did to you. I'm a creator. I'm a six, but really, I'm a three, because all my numbers are divisible by three. So I come up with ideas every day that comes from thoughts that come from where? Who's dropping these thoughts in the pond called Brother Will? The Dracos, the programmers. So my life has been a disturbance. Now, I don't know about you, but if you drop a big boulder inside of a lake, it creates what? A big splash. That's called a disturbance. That's called a disruption. What's disrupting your life, brother? That's a thought. That's a bomb that's being dropped into your life from who? The programmers. Your negative habit pattern is just a thought that was dropped into this pond that was peaceful until you have that thought. Life was going good and you had a thought, oh, I should do this. And it just disrupt God, usual can that you may have life and life more abundantly. He wants to give you peace, not peace that the world gives. You see, thoughts are just like rocks or pebbles that are dropped inside a pond. And they create ripples all throughout the medium. It's very important, brothers, because thoughts are the surface, are the initiators of emotions. Remember, we're talking about emotional balance. So the only way to balance your emotion is to balance your thoughts. So how do we balance your thoughts? You replace them with purpose. If a thought comes into my brain that doesn't align with my purpose, it immediately gets kicked out. That's how I balance. That's why I have emotional balance. In the movie Westworld, the one lady had a purpose, which was to find her daughter. So every thought that comes into her brain that doesn't allow her to find her daughter, she kicks out. But she's getting overwhelmed by forces now that's forcing her to get off the path of finding her daughter. So what does she do? In the movie Westworld, she used mental telepathy, which is what I've been saying for a while. Now, another study for another time, but how do you remove thoughts out of your brain? See, we have to understand that these thoughts, they're not yours. As I've been saying for years, where do your thoughts come from? You ever ask yourself, like, thoughts come, you be sitting at home and they're like, if the people that are organic portals and walk-ins could listen to this show or join the life management system, the thought that they have to go and rape, kill, and pillage would be challenged. It would not be acted upon. That's all I do. I challenge the thoughts and I do not act upon them. I take the energy that the thought creates in me, because it creates some thoughts coming to my head, they piss me off. Some actions people do piss me off. My daughter texted me something the other day, yesterday, in fact, and I text her back and I say, Shamora, you about to piss me off. Now, I don't know what kind of relationships. See, my kids, they know I don't play. So I said, Shamora, you about to piss me off. Because obviously you're getting me confused with, she's had this problem with one of her teachers named Mr. Oaf. I'm going to put his name out there on everybody. I don't like the dude. I'm about 1 inch from putting my foot in his beep. But Shamora, my daughter, say, Dad, I want to handle it using what you taught me. So I said, okay, Shamora, you handle it. Do not let that fool disrespect you. So that's what she did. She's been handling it. But now that she's handling it and she sees that it works, because she put Mr. Oaf in his place. She dogged him in front of all his peers. She pulled over to the side and said, don't you ever disrespect me like that in front of these other students. And my daughter told him, looked him in the eye. She did exactly what I told him. You don't look down. You don't look up. You look him in the eye and say, well, don't disrespect me, and I won't disrespect you. And guess what? He ain't disrespecting her no more. But now she's learned this new technique, and she's trying it on me. And I had to remind her that doesn't work. With me, I'm your father, and he's a teacher. So I have to remind her what you can say to somebody else, you can't say to me. Because what she said was, Dad, I gave her some advice, and she said, Dad, basically, your advice sucks, and I'm going to implement my advice. And I respond to her, never tell me my advice sucks. Now, I use some other more colorful language, but the end result was I have a right to my opinion, you have a right to yours. I did not disrespect your opinion, so don't disrespect mine. I'm not Mr. Oaf. She apologized. She was very upset. She was crying, said, "Dad, I didn't mean to disrespect you, blah, blah, blah." I'm like, "No, you know, I just need you to always remember who you're talking to, because you talk to different people in a different way." That's emotional balance. I have to remind her, I have to train my daughter to understand. If I'm talking to a cop, I'm not going to talk to him the way I'm talking to a janitor, because it's going to generate an emotional response that I'm not trying to get. Now, if everybody that's getting beat, most of the people I see that's getting beat, especially black people getting beat by cops, they pretty much deserve it. Why? Because a cop gives him, "Okay, man, sir, get out your car." They say, "Why?" "He got the badge and the gun. You don't ask questions." He said, "Get out the car." "Okay, no problem, sir." Now, you're still probably going to get beat. But you're not going to get beat and arrested for disorderly conduct. The moment you're given a command, you follow the command. Especially if the guy got a badge and a gun, unless you got a bigger gun. I mean, it's pretty simple. But every video I watch, there's a command given and it's not followed. And then the cop, usually the command is given while he's beating the person. I'm not talking about that incident. That's common sense. But there are some instances that I'm watching where, again, people are not following the basic commands. Before, follow the command. Then after you follow the command, then that's when you implement and you ask your question. That's all I was explaining to my daughter. You see, brothers and sisters, once you understand that thoughts, they're not even yours. They have to be identified. And then the brain, you have to do something with that thought so that way it doesn't produce that feeling. Because if it wants to produce that feeling, it's going to produce that action. So we have to bring every thought into captivity, that the Bible says, and see if it is of God. And what you will find is there is a negative habit pattern that is broadcasting thoughts for you to follow. There is a negative habit pattern that is broadcasting thoughts for you to follow. I will prove it to you when we get into the pay-per-view section where I get into your fractal antenna, which you call your spinal cord. And I'm going to use physics and biology to explain to you how your spinal cord and your reticular activating system, your RAS, you call it the reptile brain, that is sitting on top of your spinal cord, how that is the program that's controlling you as we speak. And without understanding that, you can't do number three. Turn it off. Number one, identify your life-sustaining pattern. Number two, identify the negative habit pattern. That's the thought that's controlling the feeling, that making you do the negative action. Every September, Brother Will, every September. Now, since I've been with my prison wife, the last 3-5 years, every September, now it has the opposite. I make more. The last 3 years, I've made more money in September, October, and November, really this year, than the other months preceding. Whereas before, I used to crash and burn. Why? What did I do? Number one, identify my life management. That's my niche. That's my design. And I realized, hey, I got problems. Let me turn my problem into a product. So I saw my problem. I crash and burn every September. So let me solve my problem. And I did. I create more money in September now. How do I create more money? I do more shows. Have y'all noticed how many shows I do in starting like August, September, October, November, December? I do more shows. I do more sales. I have more different ways by which of saying the same thing in different ways. Why? I am focused on my life-sustaining pattern. And I am ignoring my negative habit pattern. I'm replacing it. That's how you turn it out. You have to disidentify with your mind, and you have to connect with your heart. In September, I get out of my. In September, I make no major decisions. I will never make a major financial decision, relationship decision, any decision in September, October, November. Never. Because I already know that my equilibrium is being messed with, because that's the program. The programmers want me to make decisions during that period of time, so I don't. Why? I do the opposite of the program. I turn it off. That's what old girl did in Westworld in the movie. If you programmed, and that was another girl, Dolores. She's programmed to love the other character, and her name was Teddy. And based upon, without ruining it for you guys, she's getting to put a bullet in Teddy's head last I saw, or she broke out this thing, and she's going to reprogram Teddy. Because why? Teddy was like me. He was a six. He was a Kara. And she said, where we're going, you can't be one of those. You can't be a doormat. You can't be a yeser. You can't say yes or master. Yes or master. Every request, yes, sir. Can you do this? Yes, sir. Can you do that? Yes. You have to learn the power, as my wife said, the power of the word no. That was one thing that I got to give my wife credit for, amongst a lot of other things. But one thing that my wife helped me learn, and a lot of other people did too. I know Sister Erica helped me with this as well. See, I was a yes man. I would say yes to shizness that I didn't even know. Hey, man, why don't you walk across the street? Yes. I didn't even think. It was just like an automatic response. Hey, why am I saying yes to shizness I don't even want to do? Hey, brother, can you do this? Yeah, sure. And the whole thing, I'm pissed off at them. But I'm the one that said yes. If you are six, just say no to everything. Just for one day, just say no. Just practice it. Watch how hard. I guarantee it's the hardest thing you ever do in your life is that. Just look somebody in the eye and say, no, thank you. It's almost impossible. Because why? You want that program. You programmed a kiss butt. Brother Will, I'm not talking about you. Any other sixes, that was me. I was a butt kisser. We called them brown noses when I was in the Marine Corps. Ass kissers, that was me. Professional. I was a professional brown noser. Nobody could do it better than me. That was my emotional payoff for my negative emotion. Let me make sure you understand, Buster, because this shizness is deep and it's hidden and it's running rampant through most people's lives. Especially the members that's part of the life management system. Y'all have to understand, you are addicted, just like me, to the ego. Your ego is addicted to the emotional payoff of the negative emotion, not the positive. Until you make the switch, this is called behavioral claironomics. If y'all to listen to Module 3, you would already be past this point. See, that's the juice. That activates the cortisone in your body. That's the payoff. People ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, I don't understand. How is there a payoff in negativity? You see, but the emotional reaction that you're feeling, that emotional, it creates temporary pleasure. Notice the emphasis on temporary. The Bible says it this way. Sin is pleasurable for a moment. Oh, yeah, but you're going to get a little kink. You're going to get a little kick. And then cortisone kicks in. There is a feeling of satisfaction or pleasure. It's temporary. Anytime you have any feeling of, you know, fear, doubt, unbelief, anger, strife, jealousy, pride, arrogance, all the fruits of the spirit, guess what they do? They initially activate a dopamine response that is immediately followed by adrenaline and cortisone. See, the ego is smart. It gives you that first kick. And you think it's positive, but it's negative. So everybody, myself included, was addicted to this temporary satisfaction. Sin is pleasurable for a moment. Let's not get it twisted. It is pleasurable for a moment, but let's be crystal clear. Underneath is a negative program. So your job is you have to go in and you have to turn off that negative thought, that negative emotion, that negative action. How do you do that, Brother Will? By understanding there is an unconscious program called your life-sustaining pattern. Now, I told this to one in class, and I'm going to make sure that we close with this. So you mean to tell me, this is why I encourage everybody to do a energy journal. So you mean to tell me, I've already given you your life-sustaining pattern. I've told everybody, I went through all of the numbers, and I've given everybody your negative habit pattern. So everybody know, If you listen to my shows, you know your negative habit pattern. If you listen to my show, you know your life. If you're part of the life management system, you already know your negative habit pattern, and you already know your life sustaining pattern. But you're not doing nothing. You're still not taking action. Why? You know what to do, but you're not doing it. Now, you know you can't eat that whole box of Krispy Kreme donuts, and your goal is to lose 10 pounds in the next 30 days. You know that, but yet you're going to annihilate that whole box of Krispy Kreme donuts. Why? Very simple. That old Native American proverb. Everybody has two wolves. You have one good wolf, one bad wolf. Which wolf is going to win out? The one that you feed. What do you do with the other wolf? The Bible says it this way. Resist the devil, and he will flee. All you got to do is one thing, brothers and sisters. You have thoughts in your brain that says blank. Your job is to resist that thought. But how do you resist the thought? You resist it by willpower, by saying, I am not going to eat that donut. I am not going to eat that donut. You're going to eat the hell out of that donut and everybody else's. You can't do it with a negative affirmation, my brothers and sisters. Never say, I am not going to do something. Always say, I am going to do something. How do you replace the negative habit pattern? By putting all of your energy, 24/7, 365. The Bible says this way, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. The second is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love yourself first. That's why you put all of your energy into your purpose, not into some person. Because if you put your energy into your purpose, the person is going to see you shine, and then they will be able to benefit from your purpose. Because that's why you put on the planet. Your gift will make room for you, not your genitalia. Your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. Not your genitalia. Not your car. Not your smooth vernacular. Or whatever the coping mechanism you got. Your gift. So your God-given design is what allows you to shine. So number one, find your God-given design. Number two, identify your negative payoff. It's the wrong one. Number three, make the switch. Understand, my brothers, you got to turn off your pay, yet negative, that emotional payoff that you're getting from your negative emotion. Oh, you're getting paid, boo-boo. You're getting paid. But what you're getting paid, you're not getting paid in profit. You're not getting paid in peace. You're not getting paid in prosperity. You're not getting paid with the fruit of the Spirit. Some people are like me. We are addicted to the negative payment. And the only way that you get unaddicted to the negative is to get addicted to the positive. How do we get addicted to the positive, Brother Will? Feed it. How do we feed it? Put all of your time, all of your energy, and all your money into it. Put all of your time, all your energy, and all your money into your purpose. I didn't say no person. I said your purpose. That would be the hardest thing you have to do in your life. Guaranteed. Don't believe me? Try it. Find your purpose and then just make an agreement that you're going to spend all of your energy and all of your time doing what I do. Every morning I wake up, bam, I'm sitting there at this computer. I really dislike doing anything other than purpose. I really dislike hanging out with people that don't have an understanding or a liking or a value of my purpose. I got a big dislike, big, huge. Because, again, why are you putting in energy or why are you hanging out with people who don't hang out with you, that don't value you? Why are you putting your time and energy into things or into places or into people that don't see your worth and your value? Now, remember, it's not their fault. It's yours. If you don't see worth and value in you, how the hell is anybody else going to see worth and value in you? If somebody called me and talked to me, every time they call me and talk to me, I'm sitting at my computer doing Dear Kinnear reports and stuff. The next thing they're going to ask is, damn, dude, what you doing? Why are you spending all your time sitting behind a computer? You can't even go hang out. We can't do this, that, and nothing. No, I can't. I'm sorry. I ain't got no time. I really don't. Why? I'm spending all my time inside of my purpose. I recommend you do the same. That's the only way that I know. Now, there's other ways, but the only way that I know that works and what Hollywood is promoting as well, reprogram yourself for your purpose. It's going to override that negative habit pattern, that program, that meme that the Cosmogrator has programmed you override his program with a better one. That's the big G system. The entrance of God's word unfolds light. Psalms 119. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. I do thank you for sticking with me past the hour. It's very important, brothers and sisters, that you oscillate and vibrate in a place that gives you emotional balance, and that's attaching yourself with your God-given design. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my depth. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my depth. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on in, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, ain't it like a dry heat? Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date. Call me meditate, I'm so metaphysical. I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give him a check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, yeah, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan like Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? It's the young Yola, baby. Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances.